Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, fathers, we open your word this evening. We're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us, Father, knowledge and wisdom, the knowledge of your word, Father, and the wisdom to use it. And Father, we ask you to watch over us as we go through this study so that we don't miss any of the revelation that you would have us to receive, that will help us, Father, to grow in faith, in strength, and in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, yes, in that sweet, precious name of Jesus, amen. All right. And we're not going to be having a real long service this evening because we're in the last chapter of 2 Timothy, and it is very short. It's a short chapter, and quite a bit in it, but it's nothing to really keep us a long time, I don't think. But we'll see what the Holy Spirit leads us into and what he gives us. All right. Beginning here with verse 1. He says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. So we know that he's going to be judging the quick and the dead when he comes back. And pardon me just a moment. I've got Mister, here, I've got to see to. Hang on a minute. Maybe this will go to the city. Well, you can leave the key in it. You won't dig it. I'll try to do that. Excuse me, everyone. I had to have my lawnmower worked on, and the man had just brought it back. All right. Sorry for the interruption. Okay. Now, as we know, that Jesus is going to be judging the quick and the dead, He's also the one that will judge you and I. Whether we go before He comes for His church, or whether we stand at Him at Judgment Day. All right, now, we do know that when He comes, if we are ready, then we'll be going with Him. But if we're not ready, and we're still walking in darkness, we're going to be left here on this earth. Now, here too, He says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. You know, preaching the word actually is God-ordained means to prevent defection from the truth. But that's not always so. Not today. Because we have churches today that are preaching too much and too many things that are contrary to the Word of God. And they're bringing things in that is really not just against the Word of God, but is an abomination unto the Lord God. Now, you know, He goes on to tell us here in 3, He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they reap to themselves teachers having itching ears, letting you and I know, along with Him telling them in that day and time when He sent this letter, that they are getting themselves teachers who will appeal to their itching ears. It's not that the teachers got itching ears. It's them. Because they want their teachers to teach exactly what they want to hear, and not what they need to hear. And you know, when we have something like that, we're told here in verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. They will start then in believing in myths and legends. Anything except the truth of God's word. And all because they have been deceived. Think about that. Now, verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry. Now, Paul is writing this epistle to Timothy, and he's letting him know there that he is wanting him to fulfill his work as an evangelist. Because you see, that's mainly what they were. They wasn't pastoring churches. They was forming and building churches and traveling from one to the other, getting things lined out and established as they should be. And Paul is wanting Timothy to be sure that he is discharging his ministry as an evangelist by preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, evangelism actually is looked on and viewed by most of the New Testament writers as an essential task of the New Testament church. Because that is what we are all to do. We are to reach out from our church to those that are walking in darkness in the world, to bring them the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, teaching them what he will do for them, things that they cannot do for themselves, and things that they need, pardon me, that they need done, that only he can do. Because you see, without the Lord Jesus Christ, we are nothing. Oh, you say, oh no, we can do this out here in the world. We've got big businesses and all of that. There's none of that matters whatsoever. Because regardless of what you lay up here on this earth, you cannot take anything of it with you when you leave this life. Not one thing can you take with you. That's why we are told in God's word to lay our treasures up in heaven. And we do that by having our relationship with the Lord our God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And by walking in and with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, that gives us the knowledge and the wisdom that we need in doing so. Now, 6, he says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Now, we know that he is in jail, and he has come to the point to where they have convicted him for their own reason in order to destroy him. And he is now at the point of death. He goes on in 7, though, letting them know, I have fought a good fight. Have you? Are you fighting a good fight for the Lord Jesus Christ and for Almighty God and for His Word? I have finished my course. In other words, you've done everything that God has given you, and you've come to the end of your life here on this earth. You've finished your course. And he goes on to say, I have kept the faith. I heard a man earlier today preaching on faith. And, you know, he had a way of looking at faith that I had never really thought about in that way, but there was truth there. And he was letting us know that it is not really our faith that does the work. It's his faith, the Lord's faith. Healing is done because of Jesus' faith, his belief. And then our faith in him. And just like with all of the rest of the gifts, is because he believes without any doubt or anything. His faith is strong enough that it is not only him, but it carries our faith through him and his faith to bring things about. Because without Jesus, we could do nothing. Without Jesus, we wouldn't have the Father. You see, man couldn't get to the Father before. And the only way you and I can get there is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 8, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. You see, it is through Jesus that we all can receive the good things from Almighty God. Now, verse 9. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. He's wanting Timothy to come to him shortly because he knows he is on his way out. He knows this. And he's asking three things, really, of Timothy. One is to come soon. Two is to bring along Mark, because Mark is profitable to the ministry. And that also lets us know that the disagreement between them about Mark has been rectified and is no longer actually standing between them. And three, he's telling him to bring his cloak, because apparently Paul had been arrested without a chance to take his personal belongings with him. His cloak, his books, his parchments, those are the things that Paul was wanting. And we know that this is where, while he was in jail, is where he was writing a lot of these epistles from. Now, 10, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Caesareans, to Galatians, Titus, Dalmatia. And he's left alone now, all except for Luke. They let us know in verse 11, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. All right, Paul's trying to get everything lined out for his departure from this earthly life to life eternal there in heaven. Now, he goes on in 12, and Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. 13, the cloak that I left at Troas with Caiaphas, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. But you see, that's what they wrote on in that day and time. And he is wanting that. Evidently, he's running a little over, a little short of it. Now, 14. Alexandra, the coppersmith, did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his work. Now, we don't know what that evil was. Not as of yet. Now, 15. Of whom be thou ware also, for he has greatly withstood our words. He's warning them to be careful of him, to beware of him, because he is standing against the word of Almighty God. Paul put it here, our words, which is the word of God. He's letting them know he's withstood all of this. 16. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. That he's praying for those that have stood against him. And we know that they were quite a few of them, and they followed him from place to place, trying to get people not to listen to the gospel that Paul and the others were preaching. 17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. He's letting them know. And Paul really is letting you and I know that really he was convinced that the Lord would preserve him unto his heavenly kingdom. And he does so right here in verse 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul holds nothing back. And we are not to. We're not to try or be trying to hide things from the people. We are to be honest with mankind. And as you've heard me tell you before, in my younger days, you wouldn't have wanted to have known me. I am no ways near today being that same man as I was then. It has all changed. Now, 19. We're going to be ending here very shortly. These 22 verses is all there is. And these last verses are Paul's final greetings to them. 19. He tells them, he said, salute Prisca and Aquila, and the household of Onesimus. Erastus abode at Corinth. but Theophilus have I left at Miletus, sick. And he had, and we had seen this before in the scripture coming through, where he had left him sick, right at the point of death. Now God took care of him and brought him to it, but he was so sick that he was at the point of death. 21. Do thy diligence to come before winter. You see, he just keeps telling that he wants him to come soon. He's telling him now, we don't know how far away from winter they was, but he's wanting him to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Prudence, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brothers. And we end with, the Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. We know that all of that all comes from the Lord our God. And we all need to be looking to him always and with everything to make heaven our home, doing his will, not ours, but his. Whatever he will ask of us, obey, always walking in obedience. And if we do that, and we stay in his word, learn his word, and we put that word to use in our lives, we'll make heaven our home. But otherwise, we won't. And I'm telling you now, you really don't want the other way. There's a lot of them out there things that it doesn't matter that when they leave this life, they're just gone. Everything is over with. No, that's just the beginning. Because then, when we step out of this life, there is no end to the next, regardless of which way we go. If we go to heaven and be with Jesus, that's throughout eternity. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord our God. And giving him thanks for everything he's done for us. And if we don't, then we will wind up in hell and that lake of fire that will never burn out. And we will never cease to exist, living in that torment and pain. Think about that. I don't want to take no chances for that, do you? I'm afraid you don't. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for Israel and Jerusalem. We pray for peace for them. But even more than that, Father, we pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. This land of ours, Father, we need to all come together in unity with one mind and one accord. And that being in your word and seeking for thy help to bring this land to repentance for the evil it has brought upon its own people. And in taking the Lord Jesus out of every place he was in. And Father, help us to put into our government offices those that love you, that loves your church, loves the Lord Jesus Christ, and will work with us to accomplish these things that needs to be done. Our families, Father, we all have family members that are walking in darkness. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to reach them so that they will turn from darkness and understand that they need something other than themselves, that they need the Lord Jesus Christ and his light to light their way so that none be lost and they can all make heaven their home. Now, Father, as we separate for the evening, this night, keep us in health, keep us safe, bring us back together again in the morning, a.m. Eastern time, and back into your word. Father, this is my prayer, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a good night. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. I pray that you'll join with me in the morning and back into his word. We will be in the book of Titus. Until then, hold on to God. Have a great, great evening and night. Lord be with you. Good evening, all.